Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by our medical co-host, New Jersey internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Yeah. Go New Jersey.
Yeah. Summit, New Jersey, right?
Yep. Summit, New Jersey, correct.
Summit, New Jersey, okay.
The peak.
You think?
The peak.
The what?
The peak. Top. Summit.
Oh, the peak.
Yes.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, we welcome
our listeners. You can see New York City from the top of our hospital, actually.
Really?
Yes, it's very high.
Can you see Summit from the top of New York City?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah. Okay. That's the key.
So,
all right.
That's why we're the peak.
That's why you're the peak. Okay. all right. As I said, we welcome everybody from WOR, the listeners from WOR HD, WOR News Talk Radio in New York, and WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're here to answer your questions about nutrition and health and supplements. And if you're just tuning in, you missed the first hour of the Wilner Window. We had a nice discussion about vitamin D. And in case you'd like to hear that, in a few days, it will be on the website. So if you go to our website, www.wilner.com, and you follow the links that say radio show, you'll be able to listen to this show or the show from the last couple of weeks. They're there all as well. All righty. Our next caller is Christine from Greenwich, Connecticut. Hi, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
We're good. We're fine.
My question, I've got two questions, and they're both regarding my pregnant daughter. Number one, she is a vegetarian and does not want to take fish oil for omega-3. How else can she get the proper amount and in the right, you know, amount of the 6 and the 3 without taking fish oil?
Okay, there's two ways she can do that. The first way is she can use a supplement like flaxseed oil.
Okay, very good. I've got her grinding flax seeds and putting those in a drink every morning.
Okay, you're better off if she takes the oil.
Oh,
okay,
really?
Because the seeds may not, may not have enough of the omega-3 precursors for her. So I would suggest that she use flaxseed oil.
Okay.
One of the high lignin flaxseed oils.
High lignin?
High lignin, L-I-G-N-A-N. High lignin flaxseed oil.
Very good.
Okay. One is made by a company called Barleans. Okay. And she should take about 2 tablespoons of that a day.
Okay.
All right. Another way is to take a product called Neuromins, N-E-U-R-O-M-I-N-S, Neuromins, and that's a vegetarian-based DHA. It doesn't have the EPA, it's just the DHA.
Okay.
That's the other way to do that.
That's the part where I get confused. EPA will convert to DHA. Will convert to EPA?
Well, yes. If you had to have one, it's probably better to have DHA.
Yeah, and I think in fetuses, the DHA is probably more important.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the Neuromins would probably be okay. Or take both.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the two options your daughter has.
Okay. Next question is, she's taking vitamins and she's taking plenty of folic acid, but she's prone to catching colds, and this is outside. And I she's concerned about taking too much vitamin C and too much vitamin D. Can she get too much? I know I personally take about 2,000 D3 a day.
That's a good dose.
Oh, see,
okay, for a pregnant woman.
So you can measure the blood level of vitamin D. That's what she should do. Doctors should measure the vitamin D level, and they'll see whether it's too low, too high, or wherever it is.
Okay, as your D level is wonderful. And then if it's okay, then she can take, you know, like the that I do, that I take, and I do it throughout the day.
Yeah, she can take some, you know, she can take vitamin C a few hundred milligrams at a time, a few times a day. That's usually fine.
So she shouldn't take 1,000 at a time.
That's up to the doctor and her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess nobody's really studied that in pregnant women. It's probably okay, but we don't really know. I think you would get sufficient protection if you took 500 milligram jolts, as it were, rather than thousands.
Okay, so she can split these that I gave her in half because I have the bioflavonoids too.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and I think that was it, the omega-3s. The extra D and the C.
All right.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, Christine. Thanks for the call. All right. Next, let's talk to Katie from Huntington, Long Island.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm good. I just have two questions. I had my vitamin D levels checked in the blood, and it was like 39. I think the range goes up to 100.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have osteoporosis. So I wanted to know if I should stay with that level or take more. Do you know?
There's differing opinions. I would say some people who are rather aggressive vitamin D folks say you want to have your vitamin D over 50, maybe 55, something like that. Medically, they say as long as you're over 30, you're probably okay. Those are the two. There's different schools of thought, and we're just evolving in this vitamin D thing. You know, it's just in the last couple of years that it's come to the forefront as it has. And as Dr. Podell always says, we need more study in this area. And perhaps in one day they'll have a definitive number. But I think it's still evolving at this point.
Yeah, right now you can justify either way.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because right now I am in the range, so I'm not going to worry then so much about that. And the calcium product I'm taking is calcium citrate and calcium carbonate. I was just wondering if that's just as effective as calcium citrate alone.
If your stomach acid is good, probably it's as effective. Otherwise, if you're not sure, you may want to just go with the calcium citrate alone.
Okay, but if the acid is relatively okay, the bulk will be fine. That's why they put that in there, the carbonate?
I'm not sure why they...
The carbonate's the cheaper one.
Yeah.
And it's absorbed just as well as the citrate if you have enough stomach acid. But if the stomach acid is weak or if you're taking an acid blocker pill, then the citrate is absorbed better.
I understand. Okay, terrific. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, thanks for that call, Katie. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here at the Wilner Window at WOR in New York, WGKA down Atlanta, Georgia. And next, let's talk to Susan from Wayne, New Jersey.
Hi. Hi. Yes. I'm calling about my husband. He has trigger finger, and he's been treating it with physical therapy, and it's not really having much effect. We had read something about hyaluronic acid as a possible remedy for something like this, a tendon problem, and I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on that.
My thoughts on hyaluronic acid is that it doesn't tend to get absorbed very well orally. It doesn't get to where it has to. Trigger finger is a mechanical thing, and sometimes if you went to an orthopedist or someone like that, they'd probably give him a cortisone shot right in his finger.
Yeah, he had that already. Yeah, it didn't do much good.
Well, then... I'm not sure what the next step is, but it's not something that you're going to want to hear.
Yeah, I know. It's probably surgery. Yeah, well, we heard that already. Yeah.
So it's just a function of how much he can put up with.
Well, the hyaluronic acid, though, is there another form that you could take that in?
Yeah, well, they have hyaluronic acid is usually injected.
Okay. All right.
You know, they use hyaluronic acid injections into the knee in people who have, you know, bad knees.
Right.
They do that. And it's been used for many, many years as an injection into horses. They inject it into the joints of horses when they have arthritis and stuff like that.
Okay. All right.
The oral forms don't have that type of good pedigree, so to speak.
I see. Okay. So, but Dr. Podell, is that something that, you know, an orthopedist might do is give a hyaluronic acid injection as opposed to a cortisone injection?
The answer is I don't know. I'm sure there are some who would.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know where it stands.
Yeah,
in their
I don't
profession.
Know if it's been shown to be useful for trigger finger.
Yeah, it's not a standard therapy. Whether anyone does it, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Susan. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, it's time for another short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. American Health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. And our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll both be back in just a moment.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for Clinically Documented Strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and I want to point out that one of our favorite Jarrow products, Pomgard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules, are now on sale at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, American Health, the full line's 35% off. Doctor's Best, the full line at 33% off. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, full lines at 30% off, and there's so much more. Check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And do you have our current product reference catalog, our current sale flyer? You can pick up one at any of our Wilner Chemist stores. They're free. And if you're not on our mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com. You can subscribe online. Our 2 stores in Manhattan are located at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and our other store, the downtown store, 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. And our new catalog and sale flyer is in the mail. I just received mine at home a couple days ago, and you should have received yours. And this new sale just starts first thing Monday morning. So go on ahead and give us a call. Look through the sale flyer and see what you need. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals, will begin taking your calls in just a moment.
Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell. And guess what? We had that lady on before who was talking about trigger finger. And now let's talk to Gloria from Queens.
Yes, hello. Several years ago, I woke up with two trigger fingers. I didn't know what they were. After about a week of seeing them bent and popping out on me, I went to my doctor. He sent me to a hand specialist. This is a doctor who only deals in hands. Yeah. When I walked in, she said, this is very common, and what will get rid of it is she makes you these splints, which are about an inch and a half long. She has them in her office. It comes on a long strip. She cuts them. You get this. She tapes it up and shows you the whole thing. And you wear them every night because she said it's at night that your hands curl when you're sleeping. So every night for 6 months, I wore it. My two fingers were bent. All of a sudden, they started getting a little better till they're absolutely straight. However, you have to keep wearing them for the rest of your life or it'll come back. It's like a mouth guard.
All right, so that kind of thing.
So she has to go to a hand doctor, not an orthopedist.
Okay.
And so then what you do, I make my own now because I'm not, you know, to go to her to pay her for these little, I make my own.
Ah, good for you, Gloria.
And I thought that might help the lady.
Maybe you might sell them at Wilner's.
There you go.
And if she wants to know how to make them, that's another minute.
That's all right. Her husband should go to the doctor and make sure not everything works for everybody.
But you have to every night.
A hand specialist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good. So I hope she's still listening.
Bye-bye.
All right. Maybe we get some help. Next, we have Lisa from Morristown, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Well, I do hope you can clarify some information. I do value your opinion and knowledge. I am 43, almost 44, and I started out going with a DO rather than a naturopathic. For some general blood work, considering I've had some mid-weight gain and like high cortisol level, issues, I guess. And I do drink a lot of coffee, so I'm trying to get off that. But my blood work showed that all of my hormones, primarily the estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and DHEA are all on the low side, on the pretty low side, and also my iron stores. And I probably haven't been taking care of my diet very well, and I've had high stress level. And I just didn't know. I heard the woman talking earlier about DHEA. I'm not quite sure with all the cortisol and progesterone what the order of taking them and if DHEA is safe to do.
You need an evaluation. Did you say the cortisol level was high?
My cortisol is very high in the morning, and then it drops low throughout the rest of the day.
Hey, is it high? Is it high? That's what normally happens, but is yours much higher than the what it's supposed to be in the morning?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the first step, is to figure out what's going on there. That could be stress, but it could also be an overproduction of cortisol in the adrenal gland, which can help put on weight and has a name called Cushing syndrome and needs to be evaluated. And I suppose an endocrinologist is the best place to start. The DHEA, if low, may be worth supplementing. That's an alternative medicine procedure. You're not going to get most endocrinologists to relate to that. We do that. But the first step is to see, do you have an endocrine disorder where you're producing too much cortisol? Because that is not a nutritional problem. It's not a hormone supplementation problem. If it's really too high, then that's an endocrine problem that needs to be addressed.
Okay, and you said you do that through...
An
endocrinologist is the best person. I mean, all internists like myself know how to do it, but the endocrinologist is best for evaluating overactive cortisol. When you get to the underactive side, that's where you see a split between the mainstream people and the alternative people. And that's where somebody who's kind of holistic and integrative might have an advantage. But I think you have to start with the regular endocrinologist to see if you really have too much cortisol.
And if you do, is there a way to manage that?
Oh, yeah. There's several ways. But first you have to decide whether you have that. It's not real common, but if you do have it, it's an important thing. And so it will have to be measured again for starters. Probably measure the ACTH level, the level of the hormone coming from the pituitary that pushes the adrenal glands, and you have to see if that's real or not. That's the first step.
And can it just be high, like a little bit on the high side? I mean, when
you only have one day that you studied it, so sure, it could be high or a little bit high, and it may not be significant. It may just be a reflection of the stress, but we don't know that yet.
Okay, and what about, like, low iron stores and doing anything about the other hormones?
Well, you probably want to not have low iron stores, but you also want to know why the iron stores are low. If it's from your periods, that's fine. But if it's some other blood loss, you know, it isn't. But most women will feel better when their iron stores are better.
All right, Lisa, thanks so much for that call, and good luck. All right, it's time for another quick break. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, and it's now on sale at 30% off list at Wilner Chemists. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Dr. Alan Green, author and medical doctor, recommends supporting your child's diet with a daily multivitamin mineral supplement. This simple habit, he says, could improve your child's health and mental development. Dr. Green worked with Twin Lab to develop Dr. Green's Children's Chewable Multivitamin Multimineral Supplement. These products contain a full spectrum of both vitamins and minerals that are essential to a child's healthy development. 12 essential vitamins and 7 important minerals. The chewable multi is available in natural berry or orange flavors in environmentally friendly packaging. In addition to the chewable multi, Dr. Green included a prenatal formula, toddler caps, a bone formula, and an omega-3 fish oil supplement. As Dr. Green states, a daily multivitamin multimineral is more than just a safety net for occasional nutritional shortages. It is an important tool to support healthy growth and a healthy life for your child. Dr. Green's children's supplements from Twin Lab.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And right now, as you travel over on the George Washington Bridge, not bad as you get across the span itself over at the Lincoln Tunnel, about a 15-minute wait into town. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you 20 inbound side, outbound side, about a 10-minute delay. In the five boroughs, we've got some slow traffic on the LIE westbound side, Francis Lewis Boulevard heading into Queens Boulevard, also the Cross Bronx Expressway a bit heavy from 177th Street into Jerome Avenue. In the eastbound side, a bit heavy as you come off the GW Bridge right on out towards Jerome Avenue. Belt Parkway is heavy westbound. Kennedy Airport heading in towards Cross Bay Boulevard. Traveling in New Jersey, West Side Avenue, both directions between Patterson Plank Road and 69th Street still closed down in North Bergen. That is due to a marsh fire, so steer clear. Looks like we're okay on the Garden State Parkway. New Jersey Turnpike appears to be okay just before Interchange 13 on the northbound side. Earlier accidents has been cleared away. I'm Bill Powers with WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on the Wilner Window answering your questions about nutrition and health and supplements. And our next caller is Betty from Clifton, New Jersey. Hi, Betty. Are you there, Betty? Nope, we lost Betty. Okay, let's go to John from the Peak. Okay, Dr. Podell said Summit, New Jersey is the Peak.
The Peak, yeah.
All right. So, John from Summit, New Jersey, you're live on that Wilner Window.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Nice to talk to you. I'm calling about possible serotonin syndrome, basically suspected from very subtle kind of like head shakes after taking melatonin and 5-hydroxytryptophan for many, many months. I did a little bit of Googling on it, and I saw that there was one of the pathways where 5-hydroxytryptophan kind of precedes serotonin, which is followed by melatonin, and I noticed that I had been taking a lot of 5-HTP and a lot of melatonin. Done it probably for about 6 months, and then started to have these symptoms, very mild. And wasn't sure if it was actually the serotonin syndrome or if it was also very strong food allergies that I also have, and possibly the histamine effect on the CNS system. Would you have any input as to what it might possibly be? And would cyproheptadine be a good anti-serotonergic kind of a treatment for...
Okay. If it's really hyperserotonin syndrome, which I'm not prepared to even guess at this point, that's potentially very dangerous. It, in full-blown form, it has a fairly high mortality rate, you know, probably 10% or more maybe. And so you wouldn't mess with it. You are correct that both 5-hydroxytryptophan and melatonin feed into the serotonin system. Are you taking any medicines that are serotonin-related, Prozac, that sort of thing?
No, not at all.
Okay. So, well, it's a pretty rare phenomenon. It occurs. And I wouldn't be in a position, certainly over the telephone and maybe not even in person, to have a clue as to whether that should be considered or not. The conservative side of me would say cut back on what you're taking and see if it reduces.
Okay. How much 5-HTP were you taking? How much melatonin were you taking?
I think it was about at the five milligram level per night with the melatonin, right. And with the 5-hydroxytryptophan, it was probably at least one pill from the herbal manufacturer over, you know, many, many months.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a real high dose, but we don't really understand why millions of people take serotonin drugs and only, you know, say one of those will get the hyperserotonin syndrome. Usually there's a shakiness and a confusion and sweating and, you know, that's a full-blown syndrome.
Right.
We don't really have the tools. I mean, we can't just measure your blood serotonin level. That doesn't really tell us what's going on in the brain. So that it seems to me very unlikely based on the doses you're taking, but clearly the people who get it are idiosyncratic and different from everybody else because most people tolerate Prozac and all that, you know, without getting hyperserotonin. As far as, you know, using antidotes, the point is would not be to use an antidote and keep feeding in poison if it really is poison. The first step is to find out, is that what's going on or is there something else? And the simplest way would be to cut back on your dosing for maybe a month and see if it goes away. If it doesn't go away, you got to look for whatever else is causing it.
Reduced significantly. What about the possibility of the food allergy hitting the nervous system? Is that at all?
Well, again, all those things are kind of theoretical and plausible. Could be. The way you would work that out probably is by eliminating the food for about a week and then putting it back in a large amount and seeing if that, during that hypersensitive period, whether it it had any effect. I might or might not have mentioned our office, of course, is in Summit, New Jersey.
That's right.
Where you live.
Right.
Okay.
There you go. So you wouldn't necessarily do cyproheptadine or any of those?
Well, if what we're suspecting is an actual potentially lethal toxic reaction, even though the cyproheptadine may have anti-serotonin effects, I wouldn't want to paper it over. You know, it's like if I were poisoning with an overdose of digitalis, I'm not going to give an anti-digitalis drug on top of it so you can keep taking digitalis. I'd go find something better.
No, I've totally discontinued any 5-HTP or melatonin, but just to reverse it, I'm saying, what's the best?
Well, you could try that, see how it goes. It's pretty sedating. Make you gain weight, too.
Right. But, I think if you take it at night before you go to bed, it might not be too bad.
Yeah.
All right, John. Thanks for calling. Next caller, we got Betty back from Clifton, New Jersey. Hi, Betty.
I'm here.
Okay. What can we do for you, Betty?
Well, I had the shingles for January and February, In fact, most of this month, I'm almost just as rash is still there a little. And the doctor had given me Grapitin, G-A-B.
Gabapentin?
Yeah, gabapentin, yes.
Okay.
He gave me 100 mg's.
Okay.
And two after each meal.
Right.
Now, that is for, I don't think that is for the nerve endings. Is there anything for the nerve endings?
Well, that's for the pain.
Oh, I don't have pain. I have a burning and a pinching.
Well, that's an equivalent of pain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a distortion of the nerves.
The other thing that you can do is you can use something to rub on.
Oh, yeah. What can I do to rub on?
Well, they have the cayenne extract, the Zostrix.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
cayenne.
Zostrix. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could remember the name of another one that we have at the store, it's an oil that you put on.
Mm-hmm.
If you give us a call at the store tomorrow, we'll be able to dig it up for you. That's it sort of dulls the pain.
Well, I have most of the rashes gone.
Yeah, but it's mostly the pain that bothers you.
Well, it's that. Oh, yeah. I mean, it is. It's pinching. That's what it is.
Try the Zostrix.
Zostrix?
Zostrix.
Oh, okay. The thing is, shouldn't this be gone by now?
Well, sometimes it lingers. Sometimes it lingers in certain people. You need to be aggressive with shingles right at the start.
I was.
Yeah, and sometimes it's just, for some reason, in some people, it just hangs in.
I have a swelling, though. It was on my stomach, and then it went around the side to my spine. I have a swelling and a numbness. Is that characteristic?
You're asking the wrong guy.
No, you have to have it looked at and see what it is. Shingles ordinarily isn't going to give you a big swelling other than, you know, the blebs right around on the on the nerve. So you really have to have somebody look at it.
Yeah, but that I did. He said it's part of the cause.
Okay.
Yeah, so the thing is, what else can I do for the nerve endings?
I told you, use the Zostrix.
Yeah, but that's only to rub on.
So? Maybe it'll do wonders.
Oh. That's
try it.
Try it?
Please.
All right.
All right, Betty. Thanks for
calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Next, we have Jim from Croton, New York. Hi, Jim.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Good. And you?
Good. Thank you. I have a question with regard to male erectile dysfunction.
Okay.
I have used all of the drugs, Cialis, Levitra, and Viagra with great success.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if there's anything that you could take that will give you the same effects but is not a drug.
The quick answer is no.
Okay.
But the real answer is
there are some good combinations. There's a combination made by enzymatic therapy. It's called Hot Plants.
Okay.
By all means, give that a try.
Okay. It's available in your...
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything that can be taken on an ongoing basis?
Hot plants.
Okay. And what is the...
Oh, it contains a bunch of things. It contains yohimbe. It contains maca. It contains something called catawba. It contains... what else? An herb called Tangat Ali from Malaysia.
Does it have the same effect as one of the drugs with regard to the time frame in which you have to administer it beforehand?
No. This is not going to be as effective as Viagra or Cialis.
Okay.
Okay, if you can get by with it, by all means. But I would say, it depends on the nature of what's going on.
I see. I understand. All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Jim. Thanks for that call. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. Next, we have Marlene from Queens. Hi, Marlene.
What's going on? I see. I understand. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Marlene from Queens, you're live on the Wilner Window.
710. that's our number here.
All right. How about Rose from Middletown, New Jersey?
Hi.
Hi.
I take Cyclacal and D3, that's 500 milligram, and I take it three times a day.
Okay.
Now, if I wanted to take extra D, do I have to take it with the calcium?
Not at all.
Oh, I can take it by itself.
Absolutely.
And now with zinc, do you have to have copper with that?
How much zinc are you taking?
30 milligram twice a day.
They say about the ratio is somewhere about 15 to 1. So if you're taking 30 milligrams, you should have, you know, 1 or 2 milligrams of copper.
Oh, really?
Somewhere along there.
Now, I noticed in the new catalog that I got, Doctor's Best vitamin K2 Menaquil.
Yeah, menaquinone.
Yeah. Now, you take that, you have, still have to take estrogenum.
That's a separate thing.
Oh.
It depends how severe the osteoporosis is or whatever it is you're trying to deal with.
Yeah, the osteoporosis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. Strontium is has separate benefits for osteoporosis.
Oh, so in other words, you don't take them you can take them together or just
you can take strontium. You don't take it at the same moment you take all the other things. You take the strontium at bedtime away from everything else.
Right. And when would you take this vitamin K2?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
No.
Okay, then. Thank you very much.
All right, Rose. Thanks so much for that call. Okay, we're pausing for another short break. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll both be back after these messages.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics, acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
No one needs protein more than active individuals, athletes, and weekend warriors looking for increased strength, power, and endurance. Why? During any physically strenuous activity, an athlete's continued muscle use will result in muscle breakdown. Once this occurs, the muscles of the body require adequate levels of high-quality protein to heal and rebuild. The greater the stress, the more protein is required to rebuild and restore the muscles. Not all protein isolates are of equal quality. Some use a heat-processed whey protein that can denature or break down the protein and the immunoglobulins. Bluebonnet, on the other hand, employs a special low-temperature microfiltration process, which leaves the protein undenatured and the immunoglobulins intact. Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is one of the purest and most potent whey protein products on the market, providing 26 grams of protein that's microfiltered and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. Additionally, there are no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it is low in fat, carbohydrates, sodium, and and cholesterol. So if you're looking for a pure, high-quality, fast-acting protein to optimize performance and the recovery phase of both your muscles and immune system, Blue Bonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is the right way.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions here on the Wilner Window. And next we have Marlene from Queens.
Hello.
Hi.
Thank you. I know you spoke a great deal about vitamin D in the first portion of your program, but unfortunately I missed some of it. I recently purchased some Carlson vitamin D 2,000 units from you.
Okay.
But it isn't the vitamin D3 that I hear you talking about. What is the difference here?
Okay, if you didn't get vitamin D3, then you got vitamin D2. Is that what you're telling me?
It just says vitamin D, and underneath that, 2,000 IU.
Does it say cholecalciferol?
Does it say cholecalciferol?
No, it does not.
Well, we'd have to look and see which one that is. I'm not sure. It's usually they say whether it's D2 or D3, cholecalciferol or ergocalciferol.
And that would be right on the front of the bottle?
Or on the side panel.
Wait a moment, because I'm holding it in my hand.
I believe it's cholecalciferol or okay. Vitamin D3.
Uh-huh, and the brand is Carlson.
Yep.
Now, I'm taking the 2,000
okay.
daily, which, of course, would mean 14,000 a week.
Right.
Is that excessive?
These days, probably not, but, you could get your vitamin D level checked. Have your doctor do a vitamin D blood level, and they'll be able to see where you stand and whether or not you need that level of supplementation, or maybe you'll need more.
What is the desirable amount for that blood test to show?
Oh, probably somewhere around 40.
I think the last one he took some months ago, it was 26.
That's too low. Okay,
yeah.
That's why you're taking the 2,000.
Well,
give it a couple months and have it checked again.
I shall.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, but Marlene. All right, next we have Beverly from Manhattan.
Yes, hi. I've been using nutritional and herbal supplements for over 20 years to manage my chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and it has worked very well for me, much better than any pharmaceuticals, which caused me all kinds of adverse reactions.
Okay.
Now I heard a news report today that Congress is considering some legislation to have FDA regulate these nutritional and herbal supplements. Do you know anything about this legislation?
Yeah, I'm not sure about which one you're talking about, but we're regulated as we are now. You know, our supplements are regulated right now. So, having regulation is not always bad.
Okay.
So at this point, I wouldn't worry about it.
So we'll still be able to get these supplements?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And next we have Bob calling from East Meadow, Long Island.
Yes, my question is, I take a multivitamin that's time release. Is there any benefit to that?
Doing the time release product is not easy. It requires some special manufacturing expertise. And most of the people who are manufacturing supplements, I don't believe are doing that good a job in making sure that the vitamins are indeed time released.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how important is it to be time release? If you could make a time release vitamin that really worked and would last about 8 to 10 hours, that would be great. But I don't think that's the case. Okay, I don't think that the level of expertise of the manufacturers is there.
Okay.
So my suggestion would be to take a multivitamin perhaps a couple times during the day, and you'd get much more benefit.
Okay.
That would be my opinion.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Bob. And next we have Maria from Ridgefield, New Jersey.
That's Maria. If I could ask you a question, I heard about you before. I talked to somebody else about mind lost. And once in a while, I lose my mind, like I am completely in a fog. If from one room to the other, like go and pick up something, I forget what I have to pick up. And then I am just to stand there by and try to remember what I went over there to.
Yeah, I understand that it's...
I have a brain tumor removal also, and I would take the Dilantin for 12 years.
Dilantin?
Dilantin.
Yeah, that's to prevent seizures.
Yeah, and once in a while I take a vitamin, a C vitamin, you know, they give me different kind of vitamin. But I am worried about it for this problem I have. Okay. You know,
Maria, because of the nature of what you've been through, I think the best thing is to work with your neurologist, because we don't want to suggest anything that wouldn't be good for you. Okay, so I really don't feel comfortable making any recommendations, but thanks so much for calling. And next we have, Rich calling from his car in Connecticut.
Yes, good afternoon. Last summer I had a blood profile done, and something called SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin, was high. It was outside the normal range, and from what I understand, that does tie up, you know, your testosterone, rendering it not useful in your body. And I'm just wondering that, you know, one of the suggestions was to take nettle and chrysin and something called neuroquama. It's all in a formulation, mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if you have any feelings on, you know, I'm 45 years old, you know, trying to get that SHBG down to an acceptable level.
Do you have sexually related problems?
Not at all.
Well, and what's your free testosterone?
You know, I don't remember the numbers exactly. I remember they were within the normal range, maybe towards the low end.
All right. Is this a binding protein? And if it's holding on to a lot of testosterone, it doesn't matter if one... the amount that's free to act is normal, and two, okay. You're not having symptoms. So it sounds like you may be running around. I don't know what the right metaphor is, but running around.
All right, Rich, thanks for calling. And next we have Edith from the Bronx.
Yes, I bought some fish oils, and the man behind the counter said that they should be refrigerated, the capsules. Is that necessary?
No.
Although it's okay.
So you can refrigerate them if you want. You don't necessarily have to. The reason that you refrigerate is because air can react with the oil, but in a sealed capsule, there's no air to get into react with the capsule. So for that reason, you really don't need to. If you want to, by all means, it wouldn't hurt it. Okay, Edith? Okay. All right. Well, guess what? We need to pause for a message about Wilvite.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store.
log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, well, it looks like it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you. We hope you've enjoyed it as well and found it informative. And we have come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Please visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I'd like to thank Ira and Noah in the control room. And please stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. The Wilner Window will return next Sunday, 2 o'clock. See you then.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.